Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Just when we thought things couldn't get crazier, there's a movement against tap water that promotes raw water, which is untreated, unfiltered water.
This reminds me of the anti-vaccine movement because it suggests tap water is toxic. They argue that this so-called raw water is better for you because it's devoid of chlorine, fluoride, and contains probiotics that improve gut flora.
These people can afford to bash tap water because we all take it for granted that the U.S. has among the safest tap water in the world, even with the occasional lapse such as in Flint, Michigan.
Before water is treated, it can be contaminated with bacteria, viruses, parasites, or algae. Even the most isolated mountain stream or spring can contain parasites that can make you very ill.
Yet the raw water proponents are spreading dangerous misinformation in their zeal to pursue what they believe is a healthier option. One zealot claims the fact that his raw water turns green in a month is a sign that it's alive and better for you.
One California company sells their untreated spring water for $36.99 for a 2.5-gallon jug. Of course, not all raw water is dangerous, since people in the U.S. use well water or collect rainwater, and both are untreated. But they should be tested.
Well water can contain heavy metals and radioactive elements from the soil and underlying rocks, as well as nitrates and nitrites from fertilizers. Industrial contaminants and illegal dumping can also affect the safety of wells and spring water.
Bottled spring waters in stores are regulated by the government, so they're not like the raw water being touted by this movement. I say, drink at your own risk.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.